This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 50 for Tuesday, September 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker on Monday, retreating from early gains as a downturn in the Chicago soy complex weighed on prices. Canola down 4 to over $6, November down 6.10 at $880.10 per ton. Weakness in the Canadian dollar had provided underlying support to start the day, with the declining currency helping crush margins show some improvement. Production issues across Western Canada remained supportive as well, with advancing harvest operations confirming the disappointing yields in many areas. However, that poor crop has been factored into the market for some time now, with canola looking overpriced compared to other oilseeds. Chicago soybeans and soy oil were both down today, and that pulled canola lower as well. In the U.S., corn and wheat futures were also lower, with broad strength in the U.S. dollar behind some of the selling pressure there. Soybeans down 15 cents in the November contract at $12.77 per bushel. While recent Chinese purchases remained supportive for the bean market, nearby export movement remains uncertain as facilities on the U.S. Gulf Coast continue to deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Relatively favorable Midwestern weather and the looming harvest also weighed on prices, with crop ratings expected to improve in the latest weekly report. Positioning ahead of Friday's monthly supply-demand estimates from the USDA was a feature. Corn also pressured by good Midwestern weather today and expectations for improving crop conditions. The December contract down 13 cents at $5.10 per bushel. Brazil's second corn harvest is nearly complete. That put some seasonal pressure on the corn market as well, despite IDEA's production there was likely down from earlier forecasts. Wheat, it is lower across the board, tracking soybeans and corn. Minneapolis down 5 cents in the December contract at $9.07 per bushel. Kansas City also down 5 cents in December at $7.17 per bushel. Chicago down 6 cents in the December wheat contract at $7.19 per bushel. Australia's Agriculture Department raised their estimate on the size of that country's wheat crop to 32.6 million tons. That would be just under last year's record large crop and well above the previous forecast of 27.8 million. Solid export demand did help limit the losses in wheat. The USDA reported export sales this morning of 327,000 tons of hard red winter wheat for delivery to Nigeria. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.